Now, today's broadcast, we mentioned a little bit yesterday, and this is in regards to the United States as far as the Constitution, a republic, a constitutional republic. Are we a constitutional republic? Is President Trump actually in power? And, of course, unfortunately, what a lot of people are not wanting to hear is that the answer is no. We are going into a one-world government. This is why you are seeing this alleged pandemic across the globe being perpetrated everywhere, in every region, every country around the world, is to move the people into a global one-world government. It will be headed in Jerusalem. This will be the headquarters. They will bring out a false messiah, an antichrist, if you would, that they will claim is the messiah himself, but he will not be the messiah. And of course, when I initially began to try to share this information with you guys, unfortunately, I didn't know how much I could share with you, what I could say, what I could not say. And so it was a little bit difficult for me to express what was going on. So I tried to use what I thought was probably the most obvious for most people, and that is, you'd sent me these messages about the presidential seal not being present on the podium when the president was speaking. The presidential flag was not there. But I was aware, too, that in time past that has happened before. Even under Trump's administration last year, happened during the government shutdown as well. So it wasn't that I was not aware of this, but the information that I was being given was completely had nothing to do with presidential seals being present or not present. It was definitely inside information. As I stated last night when me and Yana were on together, that our intel is not Paula White, as some evangelical circles would use people that are close to the president. And I don't even think President Trump would even divulge that type of information to someone like her in the first place. Because, for one, he can't reveal what's going on because of the sensitivity of the situation. And initially, I had gotten a response letting me know that Mr. Trump is no longer commander-in-chief, okay? No longer commander-in-chief, and due to concerns of the resulting civil war, he will be permitted to continue his role as president. Effectively, this means that he is no more like a CEO of a company who has a vote, but there is a board that will make decisions. Mr. Trump, if he in any way discloses this to the public or creates challenges, he and his family will be at risk. And I have spoken with all of my different sources from around the world, intelligence sources, about this situation, and many of them, in fact, all of them, could certainly believe that this is a very plausible scenario that's been shared with me. I've been in conferences about this information, both with the direct source that has given me this information, and this is information that has access to every president since Ronald Reagan. So you have to understand, like I said, this is not New Apostolic Reformation news. This has nothing to do with these guys here. This is people that are on the inside, people that are actually very close to President Trump, that care about him. And I would even have to say, as Yana mentioned last night, if you've ever prayed for the president of the United States, this is a time that this man does need your prayers, because his family is at risk for even divulging this information. So, yes, he has been removed from that position, but acting only as the head of as it was said in one of our conference meetings we had, that he's acting no more than the head of a dying corporation, the head of a CEO of a dying corporation. I didn't know in the beginning, though, who was in charge then, who was in power. Was this a military takeover? Was this deep state? Was this the military-industrial complex? That was some of the questions that I had in the very beginning of all this going on. And so that also made it more reluctant for me to talk to you and to express those things as to what, you know, what's really going on. So what I had to do is try to get more of that information so I could share that with you guys. And, of course, since then, I've been able to do so. You know, I gave you some other information as well, such as the Secretary of the Navy resigning. One of my other intelligence friends sharing that with me, being a telltale sign of what's going on, a confirmation, as you were, from inside sources that were sharing what's really going on in the White House. You know, as I break this down to you, you have to understand as we've even been sharing how the Noahide laws are coming into play right now, how that they've been pushing these things in the education, not just in the United States, but all over the globe, how that every politician practically, both Democrat and Republican, has been bought out by special interest groups, specifically AIPAC, and how that they own both Republican and Democratic parties there. You know, even Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney had shared with me that she didn't know of any politician outside of maybe Rand Paul. And as she pointed out to me, Rand Paul's not his father. That is not, you know, that has not been sold out already. So we've been watching this. There's a lot of narratives going on about this. But then to find out that the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, both these families are represented at the top. There are six members that are making the decisions for the United States. And quite frankly, when I say United States, our republic as a constitutional republic has been compromised at this point now. And we are moving rapidly to this one world government. This is why you're seeing a collapse of the economy. You will see, in fact, by the end of the year, you will see a complete collapse like you've never seen before. It'll make the depression of the 30s look like it was nothing. These things are going to happen. There's a lot of other things that are going on as well, but, and I'll get into that in just a little bit here, but it is really a very sad situation that we're seeing in the nation right now. I'm just trying to remember things that I would like to be able to share with you, so please bear with me as I try to disseminate this information to you. But once again, the President of the United States, President Donald Trump, is no longer Commander-in-Chief. His powers have been reduced. I do know that he is no longer as far as, he has no control of the military any longer, and he has no control as far as the things that happen for the American public. One other intelligence source shared with me when I spoke to him about this information, he said, if you'll notice, Steve, he said, the frustration level that the president seems to have, and also the continual changing of policy day after day. He is left in a position to look as if he is the president and also to pass executive orders that will feed the agenda. As far as the people that are in charge, I do realize when you're looking at the Rockefeller, the Rothschild families that are in charge right now of this nation, Henry Kissinger is the only name that I was given that basically they say have the control stick of a fighter plane at this moment here. He is kind of directing this, and as we all know, he is the architect of the New World Order. He's close friends of President Putin. He's you know, allied with Israel, every nation in the world practically. So we see this as a global move and as a one-world government, not just a new world order, but a one-world government is what's going to come out of this. We'll see the United Nations replaced. We'll see the Sanhedrin come into power. All these things. It is truly a beast kingdom. I mean, I've talked so much about the beast kingdom rising, and now we are seeing that beast kingdom being formed right before our eyes. And at the same time, I am also watching the ministers that I have seen that I had respect for standing for truth, suddenly changed for mainstream propaganda. and pray for them as well, because I feel like that what has happened, even in those cases there, is that more than likely they are 501c corporations, which are tax-exempt corporations. So I have a feeling that when all this came down, and this is a conjecture on my part, but they have been threatened that if they don't disseminate the narrative according to the government, they will lose everything, or they will be imprisoned, things of that nature. In fact, we were doing a message today with Joshua Trent. I mentioned something that the Lord had revealed to my heart this morning, and that is the 501c corporation is in contradiction to the teachings of Jesus Christ, who, when he was confronted about paying the tax of Caesar, when his apostles, this was brought to his attention, he said, render to Caesar's what Caesar's and give God to God what's God. And then he told his apostles, go out, you'll catch a fish, and in his mouth will be a gold coin, and go pay our tax. All right, so Jesus paid his taxes. All right, and this is something that a lot of times we overlook. In fact, I never thought about it myself. I just always felt in our own heart never to be part of that system, because I didn't want to be dictated to what I could and could not say. But we are definitely living in the closing hours of humanity. And, I was told before, and it's been reiterated to me again in a second meeting, the nation will never be the same. We are at a point of no return. Also, it was shared with me, besides what is going on with President Trump, and also I was asked to share with you guys about President Trump to understand some of the actions that he may be taking. Please don't hold it all against him. He's in a situation now. He has no choice. And I know there was great concern shared with us over the concern for his safety by those that have taken and seized power of this nation. So just I wanted to keep that in mind there. And you guys already know I'm not a great fan of President Trump's. I've always felt like that from the beginning he knew that he was doing the bidding very much pro-Zionism, and he was doing the bidding for the Zionist agenda. But at the same time, I don't think, though, that he knew that it would come to this. I don't think that he was anticipating that his power would be stripped from him. And so there's a lot of things that are still unknown to me. I have to confess, I just don't know all the answers. We did have a candid conversation, though, once again, about this meteorite belt, because we have also looked at a possibility of an attack coming on the nation, and maybe that just being made to look as if it were meteorites or an asteroid belt that we're about to go through. But we were given the information very candidly that, no, we are about to go through cataclysmic events on this Earth, and by May, this is when you'll really begin to see things start to change as far as in the weather and weather patterns. You'll see it very dramatically. By September, we were told there will not be a single person on the earth that does not know that something major is about to happen. I can see where they could utilize this time and with this pandemic, this alleged pandemic. I like to say alleged pandemic because I don't agree with the narrative that is being brought out by mainstream media and by Fauci. The puppet, but nonetheless, as we see the events that are coming, this will give them more of an excuse to blame global economic collapse on even these events that are about to strike the Earth. I know that there's also talk about this comet that's coming around the sun, and there's some that believe that this is part of this binary system. I think it's more along lines with the Chilean astronomer that spoke about this planet comet, as he called it, because he said it's an elliptical orbit like a comet, but it's the size of a massive planet. When we spoke in our conference, one thing that was brought to our attention, the scientists have tried to predict these things before, but have been inaccurate in doing so. So a lot of these things are projections based on probability. But the reason why they're more sure that these events are about to take place is because right now what is happening is that, for example, Miami is 4 inches underwater. Miami, the only reason the people are not aware of this 4 inches of water that Miami would be completely submerged in is because of the pumping system that is keeping the water off of the streets right now. But otherwise, Miami would be 4 inches underwater. So there is some kind of shift, some kind of gravitational pull that's already beginning to affect the oceans. And he said you'll see this more and more as the months move on. This will cause, of course, panic. Another thing that is going to happen, and this is something that our Middle East correspondent has confirmed with us, even going back, I don't know, 6-7 months ago, is that we were being told then from Israeli sources that there would be a genocide in this nation, that there would be a culling of the people. We do know that there are three particular spots in America that these that are in control now, these families that are in control of the United States, are saying they're undesirables, that they're basically wanting to weed out. And, of course, the pandemic is a good way to go in there and begin to do that. Texas is one, Florida is another, and New York is the third. Now, I can't say which one, two, three, doesn't matter on that. There was a great concern, though, with Texas because Texas is heavily armed. Now, are they going to use the corona in order to justify the thinning out the people of these areas or going in or martial law, et cetera? I cannot say. I do know that we were told that if there is any challenge whatsoever to the status quo that they have now set into place, they would immediately bring down a crushing martial law across the United States. But at the same time, this is one reason why they wanted Trump to still stay appear as if he's in power, is because their great concern of a civil war in the nation. And I think that's the reason for that is because there's such a support of the president, almost like a cult-like status, that everyone is thinking it's the Democrats that are at fault. No, it's Democrat and Republican, because both of these have ceded the power of this nation. They have given, especially in the evangelical realms, they have given the power over to the beast. You ceded over the power that we had in Jesus Christ to be able to defeat Satan. That has been given unto the beast. The beast's kingdom, the deadly wound, is healed, and they are on the rise. And we wanted you to be able to know the truth. So thank you for those of you that have tuned in over here live as well on our on the Israeli app. Don't know how long this is going to be up, and I don't know how long they'll let this video stay up. Maybe it'll get to stay up. Who knows? But this is what we do know, and we'll try to share more things with you. As I said, though, because of also the calamity coming upon the earth, I think in light of the situation that we're seeing right now, this is a time that we need to seek Jesus Christ like never before. It's a time for prayer. It's a time for praying for our loved ones, those that need salvation. And also, I'll tell you another thing. It's kind of interesting. Talk about ceding over the power into the beast. When the Bible clearly says, forsake not the assembly, especially as you see the day approaching. Isn't it interesting how they were able to take that away from you so easily? Will we stand for the word of God, or do we stand for the word of man? I'm Stephen Benoon with Israeli News Live. Good day.